This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you for being a friend.
Seven after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Jerson, and Kara Schillen, all here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Here's a story that is insightful and inspiring. An 18-year-old girl from Syria who pushed a sinking boat full of migrants from Turkey to Greece has decided she wants to be in the Olympics as a swimmer. Now, I'm looking at a picture of her. She doesn't look like, you know, swimmers, both men and women, are usually tight. They're muscular, but they're not muscle-bound. And they present that air of strength you get from people physically, spiritually, emotionally. You know, you can usually get that said by looking at them or being around them. This young woman doesn't look like she has the strength, but apparently she does, to do this remarkable thing. So what a neat story to go from the bombs of Damascus, Lebanon, all of the places that she's had to go to finally get herself to Germany and to be able to survive. But what a story to tell. So when you see things like this, what do you think? What's your first thought when you hear the story? What's her name? Sarah something or other, right? Isn't it, Kara? What's her name?
I'm looking it up now.
Sarah.
It's Yusra Mardini.
All right. Well, I think they call her Sarah.
Yeah, or her sister's name is Sarah.
Sarah, oh, okay.
Yeah, all her sister helped push the boat.
Yep. All right,
You just said, you know, what's the first thing you think about? And this, you know, always reminds me of the moms who are able to lift cars off of their, you know, babies. Just the things that you're able to do when you need to do them.
When you have to do them. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline, what is it that makes it physically possible for you to do that sort of thing? And it really is hard, I think. It's very hard to explain it. It just is one of those things, like so many other things in our lives that are almost impossible to explain. How do people do things? How do people survive things? How do people create things? It's one of the wonders of the universe. And I think how else do you explain it? And why do we really have to? We get down, the news media always wants us to drill down. Well, how could this be possible? She's only 118 pounds and she can't possibly. Well, she did. So why don't we just accept it and congratulate her and wish her well as an Olympian?
I agree. And she has such a spirit. You could tell from her face.
Yeah, you can.
You know, you could see she has quite a spirit within her. And I'm looking at her, a swimming picture of her now, and I don't see why she couldn't be a great swimmer. I don't think, I used to swim on my swim team in high school, and we all had different physiques. I don't think there's any standard.
You don't think there's a standard to women and men swimming physiques?
I don't think so. I know I swam with a girl who you would look at and you wouldn't necessarily think she was in great shape, but she was a strong swimmer.
Really?
And then you had those that were really thin. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just, I swam from, age 4 to, you know, when I graduated high school. And I think it depends what strokes you do, what strokes you're really good at. Some people have the, you know, the triangle shape where they've got huge shoulders, but, it, you know, I think that's if you do butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
But other strokes, you know.
Yeah, shoulders seem to be what gets most developed on swimmers, I would say. Roberta, did you ever do any swimming?
Actually, yeah, I was on the swim team in high school as well.
Yeah.
And I'm also a scuba diver, as you know.
Oh, that's right, too. That's
same
because
here,
you sink
Roberta.
So well in the water.
Yeah. Actually, I am so positively buoyant that it's hysterical. If you put me in the ocean, I don't even have to move my arms and legs. I just kind of bob on top of the water.
The only time I've ever done that in the water was when I was floating in the Dead Sea. If you've never been in water that's mostly salt, it is the weirdest feeling because you can't really dive. I remember the water was a cold day. We all wanted to just jump in, so we did. And I've actually been there twice. Once with a bunch of people who were reporters. And then the second time I went into the Dead Sea,
Greg Grunberg, the actor, and Mary Lynn Reiskob, who is from 24. The three of us were in the water together, and we just played like children in it. We ran out the way, depending on what part of the coast you're in, some of it's fairly well guarded and watched, and some of it isn't. So we went down, we went on, and the guy said, "Don't go over there." And then we decided, when nobody was like, "Okay, let's go there." And so we ran down to this place where there was a sort of cove and an opening, and you could sink your feet up to your knees in the muck that was there. And I remember having to pull, Grunberg's a lot heavier than I am, and his father-in-law was along with us too, and we were pulling each other out. And Marilyn had her husband, who runs a gym, so he's in good shape. He was pulling her out. But you get out into the water, and especially if there's any kind of wave content. It was a little windy that day, and the waves are really sensational. But you can actually run out, and you if you try to keep yourself, even if you walk out into the water, like normally if you're on the beach, let's say in Florida, and you walk out into the ocean, you know, you can keep your feet down and walk out as far as you can go and then swim or sink or whatever. You cannot do that in the Dead Sea. It just picks you up. That's the weirdest sensation. It was just kind of fun, actually. But, man, is that water cold.
They have pictures of people just sitting there reading newspapers in the Dead Sea. Have you seen that? That's really what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do. You have all kinds of stuff. But you wouldn't be sitting there reading a newspaper unless it was really warm.
True.
What time of year? It was December, I think, when I went the last time. Yeah, not great and warm, but a great experience to be sure. 13 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, farm availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You, the guy using his pickup to pick up dry cleaning. You got a truck for a reason, remember? Reasons that were not dry or clean. So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Got it? Now repeat after me. I will be one with the mud. I will push these patented treads. I will get some durable, dependable Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Here I am, the overachieving radio personality. Doug Steffen is the name. Radio's the game. At 16 past the hour, I just feel corny today. I feel corny. Yes, so corny.
Oh, so corny.
Make sure you say that with a C.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was about to rhyme it, and I stopped myself.
Yes, 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 yes. North Carolina passed a bill, legislator there, barring transgender people from bathrooms and locker rooms. Unless they match the gender on their birth certificates, they got nothing better to do, obviously, in North Carolina. It's the same as the stuff from Georgia about the, you know, you've got your preferences, swell. Now, this may be different because some people actually might feel uncomfortable going into a locker room with somebody that wasn't, all the parts weren't the same. But how would you know unless you were looking?
Exactly.
Seriously.
And they're not looking at you. If they're transgender, they're not looking at you. Relax. Go do your thing and just leave.
So, yeah. So how are you going to know?
True. If they go in a stall, there's no way of knowing.
Right. Well, even if you're standing at a urinal, there's no real way of knowing. Unless you're, well, no, I'm not going to go there. A Columbia professor has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against the University of North Carolina. This is against Columbia. A reporter suggests that this guy wants to, he's gone to the Department of Education to draw a sharper line between sexual behavior and speech, free speech. If I have the ability to be a free speaker, I should be a free actor. In other words, I should be able to do what I want. If I can say what I want, why can't I do what I want? And you know what? If you're not hurting anybody else, I don't see anything wrong with it, frankly. If you're into yourself and you have this persuasion, it might not be mine, might not be yours, but how does it hurt anybody else to be whatever you are? It's crazy for us. I mean, when I draw the line, not in what people's preferences are, but I don't think I should have paid for that soldier who was involved with Snowden leaking the documents. What was his name? He became a woman. We paid for Banning?
Manning,
that's it, right. So, I don't, you do what you want, but don't expect me to pay for it, which is what happened. Imagine that. Government ruled that the taxpayers had to pay to have this guy have a sex change. Huh? Why? Where's the justification of that? Now, that's where I get involved. It's none of my business what he wants to do, but I'll be damned if I want to pay for it. Why should I pay for it? Can you, any of you argue that that's reasonable, that taxpayers ought to pay for an operation like that? No, I didn't think so. Thank you.
No, there are other things, too, I would ask for. And no.
Right, before that?
Yeah.
Right. But I just, it's just, it's, yeah. All right, let's see. We got some food news here. 18-year-old inside a Popeye's chicken restaurant for a job interview. I thought we already talked about this the other day. How'd this get back on in the front of this? You heard that? Did you hear the story? Either any of you? Carrie,
I heard about it. I saw it, but I didn't talk about it.
This kid who was applying for a job at a Popeye's restaurant was talking to the manager when some guy came in and said, "Give me a piece of chicken." And when the cash register opened, he reached over and grabbed all the cash in the cash register and bolted for the door. And this kid, Devin Washington, was in the store looking for a job, and he grabbed this guy when he grabbed the cash and was jumping out the door. And so between the manager and this kid applying for the job, they got the bad guy. Police came, bing, bang, boom. And so the kid got the job. Hooray!
Yeah.
Let's go to the bottom.
I think that'd be pretty bad if he didn't get the job.
You're right. 21 after. This is a good day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Day program. Time for us to pay attention to the late night monologues and to some of the daytime TV shows. Doug Steffen with Michelle Cherson. Michelle,
yes.
J is here, and so is Kara. All right, so let's first listen to a sort of conversation. Harrison Ford's making the rounds. He's talking a little bit about Star Wars and the fact that the DVD is out next month, but he's also obviously trying to get people excited about the new Indiana Jones movie. So here he talks to Jimmy Kimmel about how fans kept the secret about what happened to him in the movie.
Are you surprised that the secret didn't get out, the death of Han?
It's pretty amazing, actually, that people sort of respected their fellow audience members to the extent that it didn't get around. It was,
really did.
It was fantastic.
I think people knew that they would actually get killed if they revealed the ending of the movie.
I think they knew that I would show up at their house and beat the
That's the real reason.
Harrison Ford is a tough interview, Michelle. The reputation, anyway, is that he doesn't really like doing them.
Right.
And if you listen to some of the interviews, listening to some of the stuff that came out of Ellen when she tried to talk to me, it was like, hello, hi, yes, no.
It's like you're in this business long enough. You would think you have a PR rep helping you with that.
Well, yeah, maybe. That's a point. And that's something that's very revealing, in fact, because a lot of these people, as Michelle is suggesting, are people who have an entourage with them, and they're sort of prepped as to how to deal. And then the host of the program is given suggested questions. I always,
right.
People say to me when I interview folks, what are you going to ask them? And I say, I don't know. And people look at me or they say, what do you mean you don't know? I say, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to ask them. I'm going to not talk to them. When I had the two Trump boys on in the Michelle in the Manchester studio in New Hampshire during the New Hampshire primaries, I've never asked them the same question that everybody else asks, because you already know what the answer is. So I wanted to know what it was like to go out to dinner with their father. And we talked about
right. The
night before they went to an Italian restaurant in Manchester and had a great time. They had a big table in the middle of the room. Everybody came around. They all had lots of fun. I want to know about that.
The juicy stuff.
Of course it is. All right, speaking of juicy, here is Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday joking about why people are telling Hillary Clinton to smile.
Here's something that happened last week that got my goat. Hillary Clinton had just won all the Tuesday primaries on her way to securing the nomination and becoming the first female president. She gave a very passionate speech, and then someone, I don't want to say it was a man, it was a bunch of men, they said Hillary needs to smile more. So here's something you should never tell a woman. Smile, relax, calm down, or drink
that.
Less. Now, I know Hillary, and I know that there are plenty of things that make her smile, like her daughter, her granddaughter, when there's a sale on pantsuits, but it's not just Hillary. It happens to women all the time. I hear women complain that men, like, when they're walking down the street, men will say, smile, like, which is crazy.
I hate that.
Who walks in L.A.? Nobody. And besides, if you did walk around smiling all day, people would say, wipe that smile off your face. You can't win. I'm not against smiling. I think we should all do it more. Women, men, cats, Clint Eastwood, all of us. But we should do it on our own terms.
When you're smiling... When you're smiling. Okay, so back to late night for a moment. Here is Conan O'Brien joking about the president going to the baseball game.
The president completed his historic trip to Cuba. That was a big deal. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was fascinating. Yesterday, President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro watched a baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national baseball team, which is cool. Well, that was neat that they did that. Yeah, the Rays won, so the Cuban team was sent to prison. Yeah, they're not laughing, yeah. But it was a great game. There was an exciting moment when a Cuban player stole third base and then tried to slide into Miami, which I thought was interesting.
That was okay. I find that most of the late night stuff is banal, and I'm less likely to use it than back in the day. I mean, Jay Leno was terrific, in my opinion, and the best other than Carson. And, you know, they squandered that at NBC. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dreaming of spring getaways or summer vacations? You can get there faster if you play your cards right. Credit cards, that is. Take it from Brian Kelly, the points guy.
I've made a career out of helping people maximize their loyalty points to travel the world at a fraction of the cost. My recent trip to Africa cost just $5.60 cash out of pocket for a business class ticket to Ghana.
Some cards give you points for everything you purchase. Then you choose how to spend them.
If you take regular trips or even just an occasional family vacation, you should consider getting an airline credit card. Get a credit card that aligns with what you spend your money on. So not only can you get a bonus on airline spend, but the new JetBlue credit cards give 2 points per dollar spent on all restaurant and grocery spend. You can get flights and other travel rewards faster than you think. There's no annual fee, no blackout dates, and the points never expire. JetBlue flies all over the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean, so you can be on the beach in no time. For more information, visit JetBlue.com or BarclayCardUS.com.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Good times and great music. The Moldy Oldies are here on Gold FM 102.3.
You have stuff. The voice, too. Yes. To the jock voice.
That's it. I've tried to lose that over the years, thanks very much, because I've been doing talk since 1974. So what does that tell you? Once in a while, I can get into that pukester mode. Hey, your gang, it's time for the FM 105 countdown. Michelle Dresden is here on Good Day with Kara Schilling. What happens if you skip breakfast? No. You've all heard the adage that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but apparently a couple of breakfasts are now better than one. In other words, two are better than one.
I agree.
The study, which is out today, and we have it posted at DougSteffen.com, it suggests that actually this is an overview about 600 middle schoolers. Let's see, from 5th to 7th grade, tracking their weight as they ate no breakfast at all, one breakfast at home, or one at home and one in school. Surprisingly, the findings show it wasn't the children who indulged in second breakfast, but those who skip it altogether who are more likely to be overweight or obese. Huh. I wouldn't use this as an excuse to double down on pancakes, but it's a very interesting.
It's a healthy breakfast. Yeah, I can definitely see it because, number one, I know if I skip breakfast, I end up eating even more later in the day, and then I'm bulking on calories towards when I should be reducing my calorie intake. And I think you have breakfast first thing in the morning, and it starts your metabolism going, because otherwise your body goes into starvation mode.
Yeah.
And then when you feed it, it doesn't, you know, it puts on weight easily.
Not good. We did a poll on this, Michelle, asking how often you skip breakfast. And the results, let's see, 28% of those who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said, I never skip breakfast. 25% said they skip it every day or almost every day. 20% said once in a while. 16% said a couple of times a week. 11% said I'm having breakfast right now. I find because of the life that I lead, when I'm on the East Coast, I'm up in the 4 o'clock-ish hour, and I start with fruit, spread it over the counter, have yogurt, and that's pretty much all that I eat until I'm done. And then late in the morning, sometimes I have a conventional breakfast, but I'm standing up usually on the phone or talking, so it's not really like I'm sitting down. I don't sit down and eat meals often unless I'm with somebody. Through the course of the day, if I'm out in my car or my truck or I'm working on the farm or whatever, I'll snack a little bit. I always have an apple and a pear with me, and then sometimes I have some of those little cookie things that are supposed to be good for you in the truck. When I come home, like last night I came home, and all I wanted was a bowl of soup. I was frustrated because I have packed up all of my bowls and all of my soup, all of the pans and pots. So I had a sandwich, peanut butter sandwich. That was the end of that. But by the way, a lot of people eat peanut butter sandwiches for breakfast. And apparently that's pretty good for you. Peanut butter is good for
you?
Yeah, the jelly's kind of sugary, though, I would have thought.
But the peanut butter has the protein and the fat, and then the bread, you have your carbs, so it sustains energy.
Yeah.
You won't get hungry for a while.
No. All right, while we're sort of thinking about food, story at DougStephan.com today about Domino's is trying to send pizza. They're delivering their, this is sort of a trial, pizza delivery robots. This is backed by the New Zealand government where it's being tried. Domino's said it was working with authorities on plans to use what they call DRU, the Domino Robotic Unit. It's a four-wheeler. You can see the picture of it at DougStephan.com. It's 3 foot long and high. It contains a heated compartment that can hold up to 10 pizzas. It's battery powered, uses sensors to avoid obstacles. It apparently, according to Domino's, can deliver pizza within a 12-mile radius of the store. It has to then be recharged. It's sort of like a drone on the street. That's what it looks like to me. And I'm wondering, frankly, that's when they're going to come up with a drone that'll deliver a pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. I mean, I think people start ordering pizzas just to meet the robots.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you want them?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't order pizza. But you know what? That puts a lot of people out of jobs. You know, all teenagers who have those delivery jobs.
That's the whole idea. And the more the push is on to increase the minimum wage, it just has this sort of domino, if you'll pardon the pun, effect. Yeah. It puts people, you know, out. It's a job killer. So, you know, who under the circumstances, you got to wonder what's more important, having a job and getting some money or having no job. I guess it depends on how many times you've been through the unemployment line. Isn't that?
Right. I mean, that's, I think, I think at the beginning you say, oh, no big deal. And then after all, you say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Story from Palo Alto, California. Residents who earn up to $250,000 a year qualify now for subsidized housing. Palo Alto.
50 or 250?
$250,000 a year.
Okay, please explain that.
Well, there are a lot of people, teachers, police, janitors. This is the Silicon Valley. And because wages are so high, the price and value of homes has skyrocketed. I've actually seen this happen in my neighborhood in Santa Monica because Google, let's see here, Apple, Amazon have all opened huge offices in Santa Monica are on the west side. And because of that, the real estate value for homes in general, but especially the ones down where I am, which is close to the beach, have gone through the moon. And so what's happening, and not that there were a lot of people, I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but there weren't a lot of teachers and cops and janitors living in my neighborhood there anyway,
right,
any more than there are kind of where I am on the farm, but for a different reason. So what they're trying to do is not lose the good teachers or the good police who say they just can't afford to live, so they go get a job someplace else where the pay is about the same, but yet the expenses for living is doable. So they either have to give them a subsidy, or they have to expect that their pay, they subsidize or pay the teachers more, pay the police more. But even so, I take a deep breath because there's so much stuff. Our society is so volatile because of all of these changes. Not bad. I mean, it's progress. But, right. I mean, thinking that you would be in the poorhouse if you made $250,000 is kind of a stretch for most of us.
I mean, seriously, I would think they're going to get so many applicants. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to go through all of those.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's sad.
But there aren't teachers and police that are making that kind of money. So if you're at that level or below, the city of Palo Alto is building these big housing units. They're big housing developments. And so all you got to do is show them your tax return. Here it is, $248,000 I made last year. I need subsidized housing.
Amazing. And just to compare that to New York, I know because they have a lot of 80-20 programs here. And I think for the same, say you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment, you need to make under about $25,000 or $30,000. So that's the comparison.
In New York.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that is a weird thing. All right, so that sort of falls in line with something else going on in California. There's a yesterday it was announced there's a referendum on the ballot, and California's great for referenda questions. This one has to do with raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is on the ballot in November. If it passes, it'll be the biggest win in the fight for $15 an hour, but by the same token, it'll be the biggest lose because of what we're just talking about. Most of these jobs are in warehouses or in restaurants where they can easily automate. You can go into any plumbing supply house. I happen to have been in one the other day looking for some PCV pipe. And, I mean, you even can do it if you look around at how it goes at the Home Depot. There are plenty of these machines that can be run by people remotely. And they pick up the lumber or whatever it is. And in the case of the food, same thing. So it doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense to be getting excited about this or putting it on the ballot when, in fact, what you're doing is you are conscripting people who are not skilled to having no jobs and therefore no home and no life.
Right. I know. I could see both points.
Yeah, you can see the argument on both sides, but hello.
Right, but I know, but it's going to force organizations to just get rid of more employees because they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay it.
And so people, it's like these politicians, as much as I like some of the things that Bernie Sanders says, the fact that he thinks or is trying to sell that the way that you can fix all of our problems is to tax the rich, which is absurd in and of itself because, once again, the simple side of this is people and their investments are where the money comes from to start new businesses and propel, get businesses bigger, and they're the ones that hire people. So you take all their money away. What are you going to do to incentivize business?
True.
Yeah. It didn't make a whole lot of sense. 44 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
I'm Dr. Travis Stork, and welcome to Congestion Questions from Simply Saline. Susan from Hayes, Kansas says her congestion gets worse at night, and she asked, can you help me? Susan, I like to use Arm & Hammer Simply Saline before I go to bed. It's a gentle drug-free mist that quickly flushes away nasal congestion for a better night's sleep. Got a question? Ask it at congestionquestions.com and feel better simply. Simply Saline.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Michelle and Doug at 48 past the hour on the Good Day program. Jared Lee Loughner, convicted murderer. He killed 6 people, wounded 13 others, including ex-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. This guy has got some kind of balsam. He's suing
her. That's a nice way of putting it.
Her for $25 million. Because of emotional distress, he sends her a ranting letter accusing her of causing him emotional damages, accuses her of being a member of the Illuminati, watching Ronald Reagan films to learn how to fake being shot.
Wow.
He's serving 7 consecutive life sentences in Minnesota for the mass shooting that day. Is the lawsuit a hoax? Probably. But it gets us to talk with this other fellow, the Kalamazoo guy, and there's another one of these suits floating around someplace where the same sort of thing is happening. And so I'm thinking to myself, why do I even fall into the discussion mode? And I guess I fall into it because I find it interesting. Nobody's going to take this seriously, but it's another reason to understand how crazy some people in the world are. Another way to understand just how nuts some people are just nuts. Now, it's caused by different things. NFL back in the news. Let's see if I can get this taken care of. I love it when I can jam on them. What you may not know about Michelle is I was the first person in the country to really start talking about the concussion problem. Now, it seems the last 13 years, the NFL stood by research which sort of discounted their involvement in the concussions. Now they have to change their story. There's some interesting information in a New York Times article today shows that a bunch of concussion studies on certain concussions were omitted from the studies because the players were smokers as well, if I understand. And the tobacco industry didn't want to be tied to this, so they convinced the NFL not to put the information in about their ties. The obvious we'd be inclined to think, after looking at this, that smoking and concussions is doubly, because the football players that were smokers that had concussions had twice the ramifications or negative impact of the concussions than those who didn't smoke.
I believe it.
Of course, it's easy to believe. And the fact that they'd want to squash all that information? Hello, duh. So, interesting food for thought. Always, that's the case here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day, as our opportunity presents itself to review some of the things that are going on that affect you. Why social media is making your life miserable in a moment. Plus, Michelle Gerson tags me on Facebook. How about them apples? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, mom and pop. Okay, hold on a second. We talk again. We continue. We'll talk in a moment on Good Day.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Know-how. Don't think you need new wiper blades? We've got two words for you. El Nino, which we're pretty sure is Spanish for you need new wiper blades. So head to Napa, where select Proformer wiper blades are as low as $6.29 each. Plus, save up to 50% by mail when you buy a pair. Because you're going to need more than one good wiper blade to weather the weather. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
55 past the hour on Good Day. Michelle and Doug and Kara and you with a focus now on Apple. Let's start with Apple and move around. But the Apple thing is still number one, it would seem, in conversation about the effects of Internet and technology. Here's Bridget Carey talking about the event that Apple had this week. She thinks it was a repackaging of their old products.
I had this big event where they showcase new products, but I wouldn't call them new. I'd call them maybe new-ish because it wasn't that exciting of an event. This was something where Apple took, you know, concepts they'd had before and just repackaged them into new, pretty devices. So you have a new iPhone, but it's not the top-of-the-line model that you get in the fall. This is actually the entry-level model. They're calling it the iPhone SE, and it's a souped-up version of the old 5S. They took the body of the 5S, in fact, this thing fits the old cases for the 5S, and just gave it all the goodness of a 6S. So inside it's faster, you get a fingerprint scanner, you get Apple Pay, along with some Siri tricks, and it's not as expensive as the newer model.
Right.
Once again, like I said, this event from Apple wasn't really wowing. We got a new iPad Pro that was the same as kind of like the last one we saw, but now smaller. So I guess smaller is the new trend here.
I think that part of the problem here is how overshadowed the announcement was with the issue of the FBI going after Apple to open up the iPhone. Now, the question came yesterday, who is it that's going to open up? They don't need Apple anymore. Who is it or what is it? So here's a technology expert named Leah Becerra, who says that it's an Israeli company that will help the FBI.
An Israeli newspaper is reporting that Cellebrite, an Israeli mobile forensics company, is the third party that's going to help the FBI break into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Multiple outlets have reached out for comment, but both the Bureau and the forensics firm have declined to do so. Cellebrite's website touts its own data retrieval abilities, writing Cellebrite's range of mobile forensic products enable the bit-for-bit extraction and in-depth decoding and analysis of data from thousands of mobile devices. Even though this company is based in Israel, Recode reports, Cellebrite is actually a subsidiary of a publicly traded Japanese firm, and Cellebrite has locations in many countries, including the U.S. John McAfee, who developed McAfee Antivirus, said publicly earlier this year that he would unlock the iPhone so that Apple didn't have to. This is what he told CNBC one day before the rest of us found out Cellebrite might be cracking the phone's encryption.
But I know exactly who it is and what they are doing. And I promise you that Tim Cook and Apple are not going to be happy with the solution that the FBI has come up with.
A California judge's motion requiring Apple to unlock the iPhone in question has been suspended while the FBI explores this third-party option.
Right. So this is all of what we have here. Israeli technology experts are among the best in the world. As a matter of fact, I think Israel is the fourth largest producer of technology in the world. So
absolutely.
Not
a great home of entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
Technology.
That's a trending story at DougStefan.com as well. This Israeli firm reportedly helping the FBI to unlock the killer's phone. Michelle, Doug, and Kara, 59 after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.